Today, we'd like to see the title of Effective Works of Faith. And James chapter 2, verses 14, 26. To a number of people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 14, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has a faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? What does it mean? And how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 21, was it not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Explain with Paul's teaching, and what can we learn from here? Last question in verse 25, likewise, was it not Rahab, the harlot, also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? Explain Rahab's faith, lie, and harlotry in the sight of God, and what can we learn from here? In the last time in James chapter 13, for judgment and without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy, mercy triumphs of judgment. If you don't forgive other from your heart, you will receive a merciless judgment. Like 10,000 talents debtor forgiven by a master did not forgive 100 denarii debtor. Much lessly, in Matthew chapter 18, 35-35, should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And you, his master, was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Today, verse 14, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? The faith without works has no profit. The faith is ineffective or dead faith because there is no consequent works consistent with the faith. Can faith save him? The ineffective or death or profitless faith does not save him, because the works of proof or verify the faith which is living. The word of God, the root of faith, is living. Romans chapter 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 4-12. The word of God, living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, he is worth living. Verse 15, a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, a needy brother or sister in Christ. Verse 16, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, which does it profit. You think to depart in peace, be warmed and filled, is not proved by your works, because you do not give them the needed things. So your saying is profitless or ineffective. If a saying is a cause, its consistent effect must follow it. If a repentance is a cause, its consistent effect or a worthy result must follow it. Matthew 3, 7-8. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to the baptism, he said to him, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath of to come? Therefore bear fruits, another result, works worthy of repentance." Verse 17, "This also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. This, the faith without works, is dead, not living faith, meaningless, or empty faith, or profitless faith." Verse 18, "But someone will say, 'You have a faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. I will prove, verify, or manifest you my faith by works.' It is noted that works are consequent effect of a faith, which is a cause or a starting point, not vice versa. Verse 19, "You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble." Even demons believe one God and tremble before God, not producing consequent works consistent with the belief. Verse 20, "Do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Whoever has the faith without consequent works consistent with the faith or without effective works is foolish." 21, question 2, "Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? The works were the effect of Abraham's belief or faith." In verse 23, "The works were not the cause of Abraham's faith. The faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, saves us. We cannot earn salvation by our works. If you have no enough time over the consequent works consistent with your faith, you are saved by faith alone. For example, one criminal on cross, Ephesians chapter 2, 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Luke 23, 39, 43. "Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, 'If you are the Christ, save yourself and us.' But the other answering rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justify, for we received the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.' Then he said to Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when you come into kingdom.' And Jesus said to him, 'Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" Paradise, the place controlled by the Lord. Number 2, the faith produces the effective works according to the Spirit, not the flesh. Romans 8, 4. "That the righteous requirement of the Lord might be fulfilled," Lord's work, "might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to place, flesh, but according to the Spirit." So Abraham faced in the word of God about his descendants, like numerous stars in heaven, produced his works to offer Isaac. Hebrews chapter 11, 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So faith itself is substance and evidence. Genesis chapter 15, 5 and 6. "Then he brought him outside and said, 'Look now toward the heaven, count the stars if you're able to number them.' And he said to him, 'So shall your descendants be.'" We can learn that faith is a cause. Works are an effect. The works are according to the Spirit, not the flesh. So the works are consistent with the faith. The works are the effect consistent with the faith. Galatians chapter 20. Colossians chapter 2:20, number 6. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So here, so Abraham faced in the word of God about his descendant like a luminous star in heaven produced his works to offer Isaac, right here, Hebrews 11:1, Genesis 15:5-6, and Romans 4:1-5, and Hebrews 11. 7 to 19. That's just relevant to the five verses there. Now 22. Do you see the that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect. That's the conclusion. Like both sides of a coin or two oars in rowing a boat, the faith produces the works. The works shows the living faith. By works the faith perfect. Faith was fulfilled or completed by works. 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, it was according to him for righteousness. Abraham's belief was fulfilled by the works to have offered Isaac. And he was called a friend of God. 24. You see then that a man justified by works, not by faith only. Faith must be proved by works if time is given by God. Not emphasis on faithless works, which are flesh work. 1 John chapter 3, 17, 18. Whoever has the world's good and sees his brother in need, shuts up his heart from him. How does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue only, but in deed and in truth. 25 question 2. Likewise was not Rahab the harlot, another prostitute, was justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another ways. Rob's faith in God's word of promised land, including Jericho, produces her works to have received and sent out two men another way against the pursuers. She Joshua the chapter 2 and Tyre, the particular here, Joshua chapter 2, 4, 6, 15, 6, right here. Then the woman took the two men and hid them. The woman is here, Rahab. She said, yes, the man came to me, but I did not know where they were from. That's a lie. And it happened as the gate was being shut, and when it was dark, then men out. Where the man went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, lie, for you may overtake them. 6. But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on roof. 7. Then the man pursued them by the road to the pursuers, to the Jordan, rib to the ford. And as soon as those who pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate and said to men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. This is messengers, that the terror of you has fallen on us. Then all inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted or feared because of you. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall. She dwelt on the wall. And she said to them, "Get to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days, until the pursuers have returned. Afterward, you may go your way." Hebrews 11:3. And by faith the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace. So here, note, whom we follow is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior alone. The Bible discloses human good points or evil points in the sight of God. Here, we should learn how to be more like the image of Jesus Christ, because our follower is Jesus, not anybody. Because a Christian is a person like Christ. So Rahab's faith point should be learned by us against Rahab's lie to pursuers and her harlotry in the sight of God. For example, a preparing steward for the future, not, you know, against unrighteousness lie. Here, Luke 16:17. Then he said to another, "How much do you owe?" That's a lie. He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, "Take your bill and write 80. So the master commanded the unjust, not his unjust, or cheating master. Steward, because he had dealt shrewdly. For sons of this world, so unbelievable, were more shrewd in their generation than sons of light. And I say to you, make friends of yourselves by unrighteous mammon." So material things should be used for the kingdom of God, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting home, so eternity. So here the lesson is the material thing should be used for eternal thing, or material or perishable material thing should be used eternity. Okay, last verse. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. The body without the Holy Spirit is dead. Non-Christians are dead, even if they live physically. John 3:5. You know, the man should be born again of water, or water is to accept from heart the Lord Jesus Christ to save, and of spirit, Holy Spirit. Faith without works is dead. The faith not producing consists of works is dead, empty, meaningless, profitless dead. Titus, here example 1:16. They profess to know God, but in works they deny Him. Works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, disqualified for every good works. That is no. Let you examine yourself, or you judge yourself, you will not be judged by God. 1 Corinthians 11:31. For if we judge ourselves, or we examine ourselves, we do not be judges of God. Okay, we covered all three questions, so let's just think together. The last song is the bulletin, Maranatha song.